Alaska now joins 14 other states that do not fund public media. Public radio and TV stations across the state lost all their state funding this year because of Governor Mike Dunleavy's vetoes. Some stations are responding by trying to increase their fundraising, but the loss of state funds poses a long-term challenge for others. First, a disclosure before this report from Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman. Alaska Public Media is among those that lost state funding.
KIYU Galena and 11 other stations that repeat KIYU's signal in Western Interior and rural Alaska have had one full-time staff member in recent years. Now they're moving to none. They're planning on replacing the full-time general manager who left earlier this year with three part-timers. KIYU's operations manager Tim Bedoni says along with cutting personnel costs, the station has replaced some of its music programs with less expensive shows, and the stations ask local businesses to increase how much they give. All of this creates more work for the station.
It would be nicer maybe to not have so many projects like that going at once, to throw so many balls in the air all at once, to trim this and that and that and that. But the situation just sort of demanded it.
KIYU lost one quarter of its budget when Governor Dunleavy vetoed all $2.7 million the legislature appropriated for public radio and TV this year. The legislature tried to restore the money during its second special session in July. The governor reversed his position on some other cuts, but he again vetoed all public broadcasting funds. Dunleavy said in June that he vetoed the money to help balance the state budget.
It's really the fiscal situation that's driving the need to reduce the budget. And we believe that people will still be able to access programs through other means.
At KFSK in Petersburg, state funding made up 16% of the yearly budget. Station manager Tom Abbott is aiming to make up a quarter of the cut with fundraising. The rest will come from trimming the budget. The cuts range from reducing phone lines and eliminating travel for the staff to ending the station's membership in American Public Media. This allowed it to broadcast live world news from the BBC overnight. Abbott says he's focused on avoiding eliminating any of the four full-time positions at his station. But during a local community news show, he said the station would stop buying supplies, which prompted an outpouring of support.
It was amazing to have people come by with cases of paper towels and different, you know, gallons full of liquid dish soap and things like that.
Abbott says it's important to the community to have local nonprofit journalism. The station broadcasts assembly meetings and school board meetings live. And one reason why the station is essential to the community, he says, is the role it plays in emergencies, like when a mudslide buried a road.
The information comes through the radio as to what to do, how the detour is being worked out by the officials. First responders call us right away to get the information out to the public, how they want people to react to an event.
Molly Kabler is the executive director of Alaska Public Broadcasting Incorporated. It provides coordination and technical support for all of the state's public broadcasters. At a meeting in June, when the state funding cut was on the horizon, the station managers were asked what would happen if the funding disappeared.
And no station manager reported that their station was going off the air.
Kabler says stations will likely draw on savings as they try to balance their budgets.
They said they thought they could probably make it this year, but they were concerned about fiscal year 21 and how they would manage.
That's because a major source of funding for stations comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. That's the federally funded body that provides grants to stations. And it requires most stations to raise a lot of money to be eligible for these grants. Kabler says $185,000 in federal matching funds is at risk, while more than $1 million could be lost in the future, depending on how well stations succeed in replacing the state dollars.
They will have to spend less time serving community directly with broadcasting and spend more time raising money.
An example of a station in a more challenging position is KCHU, which is based in Valdez and serves other communities in Prince William Sound and the Copper River Valley. KCHU station manager John Anderson says Valdez residents have responded to a call for support, and the station has tried a lot of different approaches.
Throw a dance, got a band, you know, charge $10. People have been pretty generous around here.
But Anderson says it's hard to raise money in communities directly impacted by the cut to the Alaska Marine Highway System service this fall and winter.
Overall, there's a feeling of loss of population, loss of importance, and loss of any attention to our area over here in Prince William Sound and the Copper River Valley.
Anderson says there may come a time when KCHU is no longer a nonprofit public radio station.
I'm not saying the operation is unsustainable, but it is a struggle to keep this thing going with losing funding stream the way we've been doing it. There aren't other funding streams popping up to take its place.
Anderson says he hopes the legislature overrides Dunleavy's vetoes when it meets next. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.